Long suffering. Today, a paramedic asks himself if he has PTSD or if he's just down. Held a boy, lost his leg, bled buckets, but yes, he's weeks later getting by, every day a little easier. What do we expect of him? To pop out of the ground and turn green? To a second later in time lapse, tendril over to the nearest root and climb? And my mother-in-law, who lost her father not too long ago, who nurses her mother now after heart surgery almost took her to, is supposed to stay positive and stake her phototropic efforts even at night when her eyelids fold under like bloodroot blooms and turn inward to grieve. The dewdrops on her cheeks betray her. In the end, I want them all to be sad, actually in the pathetic sense and in the end of the road, heads not resting on their pillows sense, but pound and suffer. I want my husband's mother, whom I love like my own family, to say how hard it is, to say, it's been 3 years since my father passed and it hasn't gotten any easier. I want to hear the medic's voice break, weeping at his wheel at first light, when he in turn listens to an interview with the boy's mother on the radio, the boy who will never walk again. The radio host's voice crisp, as the paramedic catches his Adam's apple in his throat. His tense shoulders square off as he steps out of the truck. His work boots thud on the pavement, the rubber of his heels a cool shock to stop the shudder of his grief. He has a job to do, a life to go back to living. You'll never hear the host say, "Give it a year," or even, "That's as it should be."